This day, with the presentation of the Lord of all goodness, is brought to the people and publicly proclaimed by the prophet Simeon to be the Messiah. For nearly all the doctors and fathers who have commented on this passage of Scripture speak that when Simeon declared these marvels, when he declared his benediction, he did so in a loud and public voice, so that all who were gathered and were listening with good hearts heard that this child, whom he received from the arms of Mary, from the hands of Mary, was the Anointed One, the Savior of the world. And so the presentation of the Lord becomes very significant for us, because in it is fulfilled what this ritual was intended. For the couple was to purchase this child back by giving 5 shekels, and the 5 shekels would symbolize the 5 wounds that the Anointed would receive for the salvation of the man. And that is why Simeon says this day what the Lord had promised him is fulfilled, for he has received the Anointed, that is the Christ, and he has received him as first the shepherds did in the Magi from the hands of Mary. And so in today's gospel, we are confronted with that constant theme that Christ and his mother work in unison. Indeed, Simeon will prophesize this very clearly to the Blessed Virgin herself, for the sword of sorrow shall also pass her, impale her heart. But we must not understand that the sword of sorrow is somehow based on some morbid sense. For that sword of sorrow that pierces the mother's heart is really a sword of love, because it is her burning love of God that allows her to enter into the mystery of our redemption in a most extraordinary way. Indeed, she does so as the co-redemptrix of the world. And so she submits herself this day to the ritual purification, not because she has any personal sins to make reparation for on her own, or is she infected in any way by the stain of original sin, but because she loves God and she knows that penance is required in order to purchase souls for his kingdom. She unites all her suffering, and indeed, she allows herself to be humiliated this day so that she is not considered separate from other women. And so she submits herself to the ritual of the law in order to enter more deeply into that mystery of that joint union of the hearts of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Those hearts that through their suffering and their sorrows will purchase for us the kingdom of God. And so it is quite true that through her all hearts are laid bare. For Our Lady exposes to us who we truly are in our need for repentance. And so ultimately our hearts are laid bare when we enter into the sacrament of confession, thereby recognizing our sinfulness and our worthlessness in front of God. But by his grace and his mercy, we also recognize that mission that Christ and his mother would accomplish for the salvation of the world. We receive God's grace, and we strive with every fiber of our being to live that life that he and his mother came to give us. And often when we fail, then our hearts are continually laid bare. For each and every time we participate in the sacrament of confession and all the sacraments of the Church, we are showing to our Lord and his most holy mother that we know we are dependent upon what they did for us, and without their work, we cannot even begin to do the work of pleasing the Lord. And so we truly rejoice in this presentation of the Lord. We rejoice because it begins to show us in a very explicit way that the hearts of Christ and Mary are always and everywhere united in one goal, that is the salvation of souls. And so Christ would deliver himself up to the agonizing death on Mount Calvary, and the mother would stand at the foot of that same cross, allowing her soul to be impaled with the sword of sorrow. And there she would sacrifice her maternal rights over her son, so that all of us may become adopted sons of God our Father, and hence children of Mary. And so Today we marvel at the mysteries that transpire. We marvel at the public proclamation of Simeon that truly this is the Anointed One and this is the woman foretold from the very beginning. Indeed, it fulfills that first of all prophecies that there will be enmity between the woman and Satan and that the woman will crush the head of the serpent. And so she begins this day publicly that mission of crushing the head by allowing Simeon to take possession of the Christ child, and there he proclaims publicly to all those gathered in the temple that this truly is the Anointed of the Lord. And so, if we understand the message in today's gospel, then we will understand that most profound maternal command that our mother will give us at the wedding feast of Cana. Do whatever he tells you. And what our Lord tells us is to repent from our sins, recognizing that on our own we can do nothing, but by the grace of God and his mercy, we can do all things for the kingdom of God, because even though we are unworthy, we are called to unite ourselves to Christ and his mother so that we can become in cooperation with the redeemed, in cooperation with the mission of the co-redemptrix, we can become little co-redeemers, offering all our sacrifices and all our penances in reparation for our sins and for the sins of the world, so that all may come to know the love and mercy of God, come to know it first in that baptism and preserve it through the sacrament of the Eucharist, and if we fall, to regain it through the sacrament of confession, always and everywhere turning to that mystery of our salvation, that mystery that is rooted in the hearts of Jesus and Mary, whose hearts are always united in love for mankind, and so they are always calling us to this most profound mystery, that truly we, like Simeon, can now rest because we too have seen the glory of the Lord, not by our physical eyes as Simeon did this day, but by the eyes of faith in which we declare that in the Eucharist it is the same child that is now in the hands of Simeon that comes to us in a most extraordinary way in order to strengthen us for this journey so that ultimately we can rest with him forever for all eternity in heaven.